This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, it's a holiday weekend. We're supposed to be enjoying ourselves and, you know, going off on our holiday and, you know, not thinking about anything. And then all of a sudden, we get this warning by the FDA and the CDC to not eat lettuce. Not eat romaine lettuce. Not, all right, you know, guys, if you're in this part of the country or if, you know, you bought from this supplier, it was like a, we're out the door. We are on our way out to our holiday. This came across our desk. So you know what? Just nobody eat romaine lettuce. See you Monday. And now everybody's freaking out because they bought lettuce. Romaine lettuce can last a good couple days in the fridge for you to set up for, you know, Thanksgiving. And, I, you know, people are like, well, what the hell are we supposed to do? I went to dinner last night, and we decided to go, you know, for some Italian. And I told hubby, because I had to go pee, I had to go to the bathroom, I told him to order me a Caesar salad. And the waitress, the server came back and said, we can't because there's that romaine lettuce recall. So we're not allowed to serve our lettuce. And, I mean, we're talking, this is some real stuff. We're talking the whole country. So what's going on here? Well, apparently 32 people have gotten sick and 13 hospitalized as a result of an outbreak that they think was connected to romaine lettuce. 11 states so far have reported cases. And I think it ranges anywhere from October 3rd to October 31st. Now, according to the FDA, people should not eat romaine lettuce until more is known about the source of the contaminated lettuce and the status of the outbreak. So the CDC had given us this tweet. Let me pull that up for you. This is why everybody kind of like freaked out. So here the CDC tweeted out yesterday, outbreak alert. Do not eat any romaine lettuce, including whole heads and hearts, chopped, organic, and salad mixes with romaine until we learn more. If you don't know if it's romaine or can't confirm the source, don't eat it. And then off on your holiday weekend. I mean, lettuce is in everything. Now, iceberg lettuce is more common. So some of you are like, well, wait a second, I may be going to, you know, fast food and getting a burger. My guess is that lettuce is going to be like iceberg, so you should be okay. But, you know, I went to the CDC website. I'm like, can you give us any more information? I understand you all are out of there for the holiday. And again, I shouldn't be accusing them of doing that, but that, I mean, what else are you supposed to think? Usually with any of these outbreaks, like, look, there's a salmonella warning with eggs, or there's a salmonella warning with chicken or turkey products. Avoid, you know, let's say, you know, certain lots of Jenny O turkey or certain lots of ground turkey. This is, guys, just don't eat romaine lettuce until we tell you more. It's probably like they were on their way out of town and they were like, oh, no, what's this? And somebody said, you need to say something. They're like, but it's only 32 people. Like, you have to say something. Okay, you know what, to heck with that. Nobody eat nothing. See ya. That's just how I picture it. So according to the CDC website, say the CDC is advising that U.S. consumers not eat any romaine lettuce and retailers and restaurants not serve or sell any until we learn more about the outbreak. This investigation is ongoing and the advice will be updated as more information is available. I'm wondering if more information is going to come after the holiday. They do get, look, but they do. Government workers are allowed time off. In fact, it's paid holiday. If you work for the government, you get paid to be off. I don't really foresee a lot of people volunteering to be working during the holiday. My guess is you have some emergency management teams, you know, available for the CDC in case something happens like Ebola. But everybody else is off. So they say consumers who have any type of romaine lettuce in their home should not eat it. They should throw it away. I have some at the bottom of my car. Even if some of it was eaten and no one has gotten sick. This advice includes all type or uses of romaine lettuce, such as whole heads of romaine, hearts of romaine, bags and boxes of pre-cut lettuce and salad mixes that contain romaine, including baby romaine, a little baby romaine day, spring mix, and Caesar salad. If you do not know if the lettuce is romaine or whether a salad mix contains it, throw it out. Wash and sanitize drawers or shelves and refrigerators where romaine was stored. Follow these five steps. So they basically tell you what to do. Talk to your healthcare provider, write down what you ate the week before, report your illness. They say antibiotics are not recommended, according to the CDC. Now, what bug are we worried about? We're about E. coli. E. coli 0157 infections. And according to the CDC, antibiotics are not recommended until diagnostic testing rules out the infection. Some studies have shown that administering antibiotics to patients with this E. coli infection might increase their risk of developing hemolytic uremic syndrome. It's a type of kidney failure. And they say the benefit of antibiotic treatment has not been clearly demonstrated. So you see what they're saying? They're saying even if you do get E. coli, be cautious of taking antibiotics. Now, for you or I, that makes us a little nervous. Because if I have a bacteria that could be releasing a toxin, I would like to kill the bacteria. That's just me. Usually, though, what we do is we make sure you rest. We make sure we give you fluids. And we are cautious when it comes to, you know, there are some bacteria where they're more dangerous dead than alive, especially when they release the toxin. So how do you know if you got sick? Well, if you have E. coli, you can have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. It could be bloody diarrhea, fever, chills, body aches, abdominal cramps. And if it progresses, you could start getting shortness of breath. You could have nosebleeds because you're hemolyzing. Red blood cells are breaking up. You could get anemia, dehydration, seizures, renal failure, and even death. Now, nobody has died from this. We have had some hospitalizations, 13. But be careful and skip the salad. I guess that means we have to eat green bean casserole. Oh, Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Alex for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it's very interesting. When I had my practice, before I went to teach at Troy University, Nevada, I would notice around the holidays, you would think, you know, maybe Viagra prescriptions would be up, or, I don't know, some other maybe antiperspirant, you know, some medical antiperspirant for hyperhidrosis, something, you know, that, you know, because people thought they'd be getting close. Instead, the number one prescription I saw being asked for around the holidays was Xanax. And I would ask my patients, I'm like, okay, look, you know, this is a sedative. It's a benzodiazepine. What is so anxiety producing, you know, this time of year? And they would look at me like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I go, are you staying at the family's? Yep. Can you get a hotel? Nope. How many days? And, you know, apparently, we really underestimate a lot of the stress that happens around holiday season. And listen, I love the idea of families getting together. I think family time is very important. I think we've lost a lot of our core, values in terms of putting family first. You know, I notice people put their Facebook friends above their family. It's dinner time. You're supposed to be talking to your family, and instead you're sitting there responding back to a Facebook person you don't even know. So I am for family. But I also get that there's a lot of stress. All right? These are your days off. Some of us have 4 days off. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is a gift from the Lord. But instead, you're spending it on the road, or you're traveling, or you're with in-laws, or you're cooking and cleaning, and it ends up not being much of a holiday break. And in fact, the Monday after Thanksgiving is probably one of the most anticipated and hoped for days to return back to work in the country. So, you know, some people really, really dread, and some people, it's funny, they dread Thanksgiving more than Christmas. Christmas, it's one day. True, if you travel and you're staying there a whole week, that's one thing. But for a lot of people, like, you know what, we're just going to hook up for the day. But Thanksgiving, it's that four. So 4 to 7 days staying with family is rough. So here are some steps to make the holidays a little bit easier, okay? The problem with spending time with family or in-laws is it's not so much the family time. It's the, you know, there's going to be fights. You know, there's going to be something that just starts to unravel. And I used to get very nervous about that. You know, I loved my in-laws, but something would happen. And I don't want the fights. So what you need to do first and foremost is do a huddle, okay? Just like football. You and your spouse both want to avoid controversy. You both want to make sure that there's no fights, that your relationship doesn't fall apart, and that there's no fights with the in-laws. You want to be able to get through this holiday unscathed. So what you need to do is you need to huddle up. You need to create a strategy. What happens if you get insulted? How do you take a break? If you're spending 4 or 5 days together, how do you allow frequent breaks from that? Because the longer anybody spends time, in fact, there's husbands and wives that can't spend that much time together. You know, they're so used to working. Even being in the same room with your spouse that long, you know, drives you crazy. Also huddle up and strategize where to sit at the table. If there's somebody that grabs your butt, and we have somebody like that in the family that grabs my butt, all right, luckily not coming over this Thanksgiving, all right, can we make sure that I don't have to sit next to that person? If there's going to be arguments about children and upbringing, et cetera, already have a plan. And again, you don't have to insult your wife's family or your husband's family to do this. You can say, look, you know, let's sit down. We're going to strategize. I love you. We're going to make this Thanksgiving the best ever. So these are some things that come up. So let's just talk about how to handle it. Now, if your spouse gets all up and panties all up in a bunch going, well, you know, how dare you accuse my family member of this, you're screwed. If you don't have a spouse that'll sit there and you know, break things down with you, that's a problem. And then that's a problem with your marriage. But if you guys are both in a good mood, you can say, look, you know, let's just come up with this plan. All right. Now, the other thing, too, is maybe try to get a hotel room. A big problem we have is everybody staying under the same roof. When you get a hotel room, you get that reprieve at the end of the day. The problem is you have family that insists you stay. It's like a status symbol. You know, we've had that where I'm like, no, let's just stay at a hotel. I'm more comfortable in a hotel. I have my own bathroom. We get, no. We can't look like that we didn't let you stay at our house. It's like, oh. So that's a problem. However, if you have family that insists on you staying there or them staying with you, what you can do is tell grandparents that they could babysit or host a slumber party, and then you guys do a sneak away. And then remember to let them think that they're doing a huge favor, allowing you and the wife a much-needed break away from the kids, and you're able to get away. Okay, now, for me, it's football. The Cowboys play every Thanksgiving. And there's some real good football games this Thursday, so I'm good. I'm going to be fine. So I watch football. The only problem is if the family's like, why are you watching football and not hanging out with us? That's a problem. But already my husband and I got that down. We got that down. Dolly's going to watch football. All right? We'll eat after the Cowboys game, spend family time, etc. And then after we do that, I'll watch the night game. All right? So, football, is able to give you a little break also. Now, let's say you're in trouble. And you really need to find an out. Well, then you could have sciatica. They say the most difficult part of Thanksgiving and Christmas is sitting at a table for hours and you kind of feel trapped physically. The chairs are pushed together so tight, you can't push out the chair. So what I suggest is if you have ever, ever, ever had an issue with your back, your knee, your leg, your muscle, even your pinky toe, use that as an excuse to heave the table forward so you can get up and stretch your legs. Slowly limp over to the living room, and then hopefully the football game is still on. The other thing you can do is get called to work. No in-law can or wants to take on your boss. So if you have a 7-day stint, politely excuse yourself if you need to go to a computer, make a phone call, or drive 60 miles away for quote-unquote work. You got to make sure the spouse is on board with this one. But you could say, I got called into work. Another thing that really works well is having diarrhea. Okay? If you have diarrhea, you get to leave the room. And nobody wants to be around you. And this now allows you 3 to 5 times an hour to leave. And then you can say, you know what, I'm going to lie down. Another thing you could do is inform the family you feel a cold is coming on. Of course, you don't want to jinx yourself, but now you don't have to do kisses, right? And you don't have to do food preparation. Okay, so they say, now what happens if they're on to you? How do you now deal with the remaining 3 days, 23 hours, and 45 minutes, okay? Let's say none of these work. One is don't take it personally. If you have insults or digs or whatever, luckily my family, we have family over, and they're awesome, so I don't have to worry about this right now. But don't feel like the personal attacks. You have enough people in your life telling you your shortcomings. The in-laws are being redundant or they're telling you something that doesn't hold true. So don't take it personally. And then know that you're not alone. Millions of adults are in the exact same position as you at the exact same moment of time. Just sneak a peek on Facebook and scroll through all those us. All right? You are not going to be the only person. And then make a game of it. You and your wife or you and your husband can have like a little bet where every time an insult or every time somebody says something or whatever that annoys you, all right, one of you makes money. And so compare your notes, okay? The more, whoever wins, wins. Maybe you get a get-out-of-jail-free card. But make it a game. Every time the mother-in-law says something about your casserole or whatever, have little bets, little side bets. And the kids could even be in on it, all right? And then, of course, have a happy place. Make sure that you and your spouse, prior to the holidays, set up a free day or a free weekend where you will earn, upon completion of a 7-day holiday with the in-laws, you will get a reward. And then, of course, bring in the pets. The pets kind of give you some time to, I got to go walk the pet. But remember, we have a lot to be thankful for. This is Thanksgiving. It's about the family. Grin and bear it, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? past. Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day before Thanksgiving has arrived, it's traditionally thought of as one of the busiest days for travel in America, and it seems to be living up to its billing, according to reports from airports and highways nationwide. The East Coast expected to experience the coldest Thanksgiving it's had, perhaps in more than 25 years. Also, just in time for making the Thanksgiving meal, a warning from the CDC not to include romaine lettuce in any form.
Check your refrigerators. If you have any type of romaine lettuce, go ahead and throw it away and do not eat it.
That's the CDC's Dr. Laura Giratowski, who says 32 people in 11 states and 18 in Canada have become ill because of E. coli that's apparently come from tainted romaine lettuce. One person's been killed, five others seriously injured in a fiery crash on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are being told by AAA that more than 54 million Americans are hitting the roads, rails, and skies this week. They say this is the highest Thanksgiving travel volume since a record was set in 2005, according to the AAA. And most, they say, New Yorkers are planning to get a head start. Highest numbers leaving yesterday. The transportation nonprofit estimates 4.8% increase from last year among Americans journeying more than 50 miles from home to celebrate Thanksgiving. People are fleeing Vegas, L.A., San Diego, Carolinas, Denver, just everywhere. Everyone is getting out of Dodge, but then they're also coming to your Dodge. So, they say drivers in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut should anticipate gridlock. This is according to Newsday. A lot of people are increasingly combining their vacation days with the time they already had off to leave for their travels on Tuesday. So a lot of people did leave yesterday. People also left on Monday. And then coming home, a lot of people have to come back on Sunday. I would say, again, if you want to get out of, you know, the in-laws, come back on Saturday. Say, look, we got to avoid holiday travel and then leave on Saturday. It should be better. So, to avoid traffic, AAA suggested travel on Thanksgiving Day, Friday, or Saturday. I think, brilliant. I mean, if you're not into football, I really would like to be in front of a TV. But if you travel on Thanksgiving, most people are already done, just like Christmas. Christmas Day is one of the best days to travel because most people aren't traveling that day. And, I mean, for me and my family, I don't care when we celebrate the holiday. We could have our turkey on Friday. It's not a big deal. They said the group says motorists accustomed to higher-priced gasoline and reaping the benefits of growing economy are unlikely to let the cost of fuel change their travel plans. Oh, yeah. I was seeing like $3.80 a gallon for gas when I was on my way to California last weekend. Say the largest growth in holiday travel will be in the air, an estimated 4.27 million, a 5.4% increase last year. Where are most people going? Well, they're going to Orlando, Anaheim, Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, and Las Vegas. Hey, that's me. They say this upcoming season will be very busy as more passengers choose to fly. On Wednesday, today, 2.6 million passengers and crew are expected to pass through airports nationwide, more than 2.7 million predicted to travel on Sunday. Now, you know, LaGuardia is undergoing a massive renovation construction project, so they are expecting a lot of delays. Kennedy Airport, they're saying an 80-minute commute, right, just to get there from downtown Manhattan. But with Thanksgiving travel, it's going to be pretty hectic. My only worry as a doctor is, are you guys going to get sick on the plane? So I've come up with some recommendations on how to avoid getting sick when you fly, okay? Because there's a lot of viruses lurking and drug-resistant bacteria, and, holiday season means a travel season. So here are some things you can do, okay? Now, hold on a second. I need to fix this one little article I wrote because I have Christmas break and this is Thanksgiving break. So one little trick I do is if the article is really good, I will edit it and fix some things, and then I will republish it the next year. I mean, sometimes my creativity doesn't travel with me through each year. So anyway, one thing I told you guys to do last year, many of you will say, Dahlia, you said that last year. Well, because it works, is open the air vent and aim it in front of your face. The air will help blow pathogens away from your respiratory tree. Because people are going to cough, cold, whatever, at least with the air blowing away, you do get some benefit. Then, try not to sit next to somebody who appears sick. Now, you think this is a no-brainer, but the average passenger is not going to want to make a big deal. They're also going to act like, well, I can't move. It's a full flight. There are ways you can do that. And worst case scenario, you can't change flights. I mean, if we're talking you getting sick, you could say, look, I don't want to sit next to this person. He appears sick. Trust me, now in the news, with everything going on with airlines and all the bad PR they have, if an airline makes you sit next to somebody sick, I'm sure you could get out of it and get some free vouchers. And the airline's going to be like, no, we want to help, you know, our passengers. The problem is can you imagine people going, put me in first class because this person looks sick? That could be a mess. That could be an absolute mess for airlines. I wouldn't want to wish that on them. But here, I care about you. I don't care about the airlines. So I want to make sure that you don't get sick. However, you might have to wear a mask. I've brought masks, and I've sat on planes wearing my mask. Now, you have to wash your hands. You have to avoid touching your face. So the big thing you do is you sit down. You play around with the ashtray, right? You know, there's ashtrays still on some of these planes. I just stick my gum in there. But, yeah, there's still ashtrays on the it shows you how archaic some of our planes are. But anyway, so you touch the seat in front of you and you put stuff in the little pocket, etc. A recent study from Auburn University found deadly pathogens like E. coli and MRSA to survive for up to 10 days on surfaces surrounding your airplane seat. Tray tables, armrests, bathroom doors, drinking fountain buttons, and even the air vent button can house bacteria. So you've got to wash your hands and avoid touching any of these surfaces. That's pretty scary stuff. So we're talking antibiotic-resistant bugs. And then now you're going away to another, you know, state, and you're not there with your doctor, having to go to an urgent care. It's puts you in a tough position. Now, they also say avoid sitting in aisle seats. If you sit near aisle seats, especially near the lavatory, people are standing in line to use the bathroom, and then they breathe and they cough on you. So a window seat may be safer. They also say to wipe down your surrounding areas. Get these antimicrobial wipes. Can help protect you against nasty bugs, little bugs, on any of the surfaces. So, like the lavatory, the seats, the armrest, bring some antimicrobial wipes, tray tables, that kind of thing. But the air button, you know, we forget, we're pushing that, we're playing around with the air vent that can house bugs also. Now, you got to carry on some of your prescriptions. I know some of you guys are already on your way to the airport, but many of you will just pack it in your bag because you're like, well, I want to get through TSA quicker. If anything happens to your luggage, you're screwed. Make sure you have half of your medications in your suitcase and half with you on your carry-on. Because if you lose a bag, your flight gets delayed, you can be screwed. Then don't use an airplane pillow when you sleep. Bring your own. Your body loves your own personal microbiome, and airplane pillows may carry germs. So bring your own pillow. And what I would also do is pack some extra pillowcases. So in case you worry about getting bed bugs from the hotel or from, you know, grandma's house or whatever, you can then swap out the pillowcases. Then you got to eat well and sleep well. Make sure you're eating a balanced diet. Make sure you're sleeping. Fruit, vegetables, protein, complex carbs, fiber, they all help your immune system. And so if you have a strong immune system, that can help you fight off pathogens. And stay hydrated. We forget to drink water. When we travel, you need moist mucous membranes in your noses and mouth. If so, you're less likely to pick up that bacteria in the dry little cracks that could happen. And then, of course, you got to make sure you're rested. You know, a lot of us, a day or two before the vacation, we work overtime. And we're like, well, I got to get all this work done because the office is going to be closed. Well, no, you need to rest. So, also, you know, maybe a little bit too late now, but you got to reach out to your medical provider and make sure you have any, if any prescription is running out, make sure you get it filled. And, you know, realize that your medical provider deserves a vacation, too. Okay, so am I taking a vacation? I am going to be taking off Thanksgiving Day. But then I am going to probably do a show on Friday because I'm here and I like to work. So I'll be around. And so if you are sick, I can't write you prescriptions, but I can sure hear about it. So you can email us, call us, ask us your medical questions. I'll listen to you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we are not done talking about Thanksgiving. When we come back, what can your pets eat? You're going to be wanting to throw little scrappings and stuff to little Fido and Fluffy. What can you not feed your cats and dogs and parakeet? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the pad and fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. There is no cure. There is no treatment for the rock and pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. All you can do if you get the rock and pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu is to rock and roll and boogie woogie. Have you guys ever boogie woogied? Oh, boogie woogie. I love boogie woogie. All right. I will not demonstrate how to boogie woogie. I can't wear, you know, now a bikini anymore. Many guys have heard after my last skin cancer scare. Thank God, not melanoma. Thank the Lord. But, can't be running around in a bikini. Like many of you guys see me in. And I haven't worn a bikini since my 20s. That's, can't happen. So, I'm not really gonna boogie woogie or bikini woogie or do anything that involves shaking my booty. I think I'm just gonna keep my booty in one place. Thank you. It just seems to be safer that way. Speaking of little booties. Run around the place. It's Petapalooza at my house. 5 cats, 2 dogs. Because the in-laws brought their dog, who's an angel. Little Jasmine's an absolute angel. It's so funny. You know, you want to complain about the pets that your family brings, but those pets are actually the good ones. In the meantime, my pets decide, like the dog. The dog decided to take a dump and go pee-pee house right all of a sudden, like 5-6 times, because a new dog was there. Like, she wants to make me think that it was the new dog, you know, that came into the house, and it's the guest doing that. I'm like, I know you're pee-pee. I know that. Same thing with cats. The cats are all misbehaving, trying to make it sound like, well, it was the dog that did that. No, the dog did not do that. I'm not stupid. Okay, but they are all fluttering and excited in the house because they know there's going to be some good food. So, what can your animals eat and what can they not eat? Well, there's, first of all, what can they eat? So, according to the American Kennel Club, dogs can eat any of the following in moderate amounts. Okay, do not serve a big, heaping Thanksgiving plate to your dog of any of this. But they can have in moderate amounts some turkey, some chicken, and some beef. You got to remove all the bones, because if they get swallowed, they'll perforate the gut. Make sure there's no bones. Make sure there's no fat on it. But they could have turkey, chicken, and beef. They could have ham. They could even have shrimp, I hear, as long as it's cooked well. They could have salmon. Your dogs can eat eggs. They can eat cheese. They can have peanut butter. They can have bread. Make sure it's not raisin bread, though. Dogs can even eat popcorn, believe it or not. I wouldn't recommend it because I don't like them, you know, little kernels getting stuck, but they can. They can also eat corn, and they say the dogs can eat honey. So if you want to give the dog a little treat, you can maybe put a little honey on some chicken, and the dog will be in heaven. You have to, however, avoid the following. No onions, no garlic, no chives, no raw dough, no avocado. Raisins and grapes, very toxic. Chocolate, cinnamon, ice cream, almonds, macadamia nuts. Don't be giving your dog a beer. Everyone's like, oh, let's have the dog drink some beer. They think it's funny. It's not funny. Okay? It's, you know, the dog doesn't get drunk right away with the beer. And then later, the dog just passes out. It's not even funny, so don't do it. Avoid nutmeg. Can't give your dog nutmeg. You can't give your dog mushrooms either. So a lot of your sauces and your gravies have mushroom on it. No, dogs can't eat that. I can't stand mushrooms. I don't blame them. Can't be given a dog caffeine. Can't be given a dog coconut. Energy drinks. Do not be giving your dog an energy drink. I mean, why would you want your dog to get all excited? Fried fatty foods. The fat trimmings can't do that. And artificial sweeteners such as xylitol. Now, some of you will say, well, duh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm not going to do this. Yeah, but what about little 3-year-old Johnny Jr.? Johnny Jr. may want to give the dog some stuff. Kids are very smart and wily. They really are. They're crafty, these little kids. You yell at your kid to not feed the dog. Yet the dog is smart. Where do the dogs go? The dogs go right up to the little kid. Dogs know exactly where to go for their eats. And the little kid has a dog, and the little kid just got yelled at by mommy and daddy, or grandma or aunt. So the kid feels like he has no friends at the table. And who does he turn to? There's the dog, Fluffy. And Fluffy is sitting there going, I'll be your friend. Just give me a taste. So little Johnny's like, you know what? I am so mad at mommy right now. Fluffy's going to be my friend here. And they feed the dog. That's why you got to be careful. Now, a lot of these foods could cause kidney failure, liver failure. If a dog is toxic with the food, they may have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Unfortunately, what could worsen is they could get electrolyte abnormalities. And if you give a dog fat, they could get pancreatitis. You could also get intestinal obstruction from some of these foods. See, I remember when I was younger, my grandmother, we would like, if we had steak or something, or chicken, she'd say, give the fat to the dogs. It helps them with their fur. It gives them better fur. And so I just always would give the fat. I would peel off the fat so I didn't eat it and give it to the dog. Well, then one of our dogs had a heart attack. So remember, dogs are like animals. They can't eat what we can't eat. Watch your portions. The other thing, too, is these animals will eat, eat, and eat. Now, I was on McIntyre in the Morning on KBC with Leanne Tweeden, and Doug McIntyre, and they asked me, they go, aren't dogs smart? Don't they know what they can't eat? And the answer to that is sometimes they don't. They don't know if they got a raisin in there or whatever. I mean, they don't know, you know, instinctively that. But the other thing is even if it's something that the dog doesn't want, the dogs are going to train you. They don't want to turn food away because they want you one day giving them food that they want. So they'll take the food. Now, they may take the food and hide it or leave it. But even if it's something they may not want, dogs may still take it. So don't expect dogs' evolutionary instinct to kick in. Okay, so now kitty cats. So Snappy, I have a kitty cat named Snappy. They little Snappy Tushy. Again, could have meat, fish. They could have grains. They could have vegetables even. They could have eggs. They could have butter. But also they have to avoid, you know, they have to avoid onions and garlic and chives and raw dough and avocado, grapes, raisin. They have to pretty much avoid the same things that dogs do. As well as alcohol, raw fish, and eggs. Everybody thinks if it's a cat, the cat could have raw fish. Well, yeah, in the cartoons, cats will eat fish. But our domesticated cat, their immune system's a little weaker. So again, be very careful with raw fish. Dairy products. Don't be giving your cat ice cream. Then, of course, coffee, tea, soda pop, pee. No, coffee, tea, and energy drinks. Now, some of you guys have fish. So you're going to want to feed. You're going to want to give your fish a treat. So fish can eat many types of meat, vegetables. Fish can eat scrambled eggs. They can even cook rice. But you got to be very careful putting toxins, fats, and cooking oils in there because of, little Nemo won't be able to eat that. And then some of you guys have pet parakeets. So if you have pet parakeets, I really wouldn't give it turkey. I think that's a little sadistic. But according to PetHelpful.com, you can give your parakeet many fruits, vegetables, breads, and nuts. You have to chop the nuts up without a shell, and then little birdie could eat it. So I know some of you guys are like, well, gosh, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, but listen, you know, it's really important that your animal doesn't get sick on the holiday week. All right? And a lot of times this does happen. I mean, if it didn't happen, if it didn't happen, we wouldn't be talking about it. So you just got to make sure that the young kids are on top of it and that they don't mess up. We are coming up to the next hour. We're going to finally change topics from Thanksgiving because I think we're done with Thanksgiving. And we will, when we get back, got to talk to you about some issues that are pretty frightening. You have a boy that had this watery eye and it ended up being cancer. And now we have adenovirus killing college students. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.